Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is very, very exciting. We're going to be learning the sugi of Dine Rov. We've already had a number of shiurim, but it's a topic that's mamish olam umlo. Very, very exciting. And this shiur should be a schus for Rabbi David Shukr Allah ben Rachel, my most beloved friend. And Rabbi Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, he and his whole family, and also Rabbi David Shukr Allah ben Rachel and his whole family. And Moshe would have been Peshadina. Achto v'chesed kol yimei chayav, lots of great things. The Gemara in Meseches Nida, and Daf Yudches Amud Beis, brings a machlokes to Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, that Rabbi Meir holds that if you have a chazaka against the rov, the din is that the chazaka beats the rov. Why? Smoch miut la chazaka. You're so make the miut, because if there's a rov, there's a miut. So put them with the miut together with the chazaka, and israelei ruba, and that weakens the rov. That beats the rov. Miut plus chazaka beats the rov. So chazaka against rov, you go with the chazaka because the chazaka also has the miut. Says Rabbana, say Rabbana, no. The Rov is better than the Chazaka. Ruba adif mi Chazaka. So we have to understand what the Machlokas is. So in order to do so, first we have to look at a Lashon of Rashi, which is mother Lashon of Rashi. In Ksubas and Daf Peyom at Aleph and Dibra Maschel Samuch, he explains what the Machlokas is between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbana. To the Rebbe Meir, lo batil miuta legamrei, de shaminan le dechayish le miuta. According to Rebbe Meir, the miut isn't completely batil, because we know the Rebbe Meir holds that we're choshish for the miut. Hilchoch b'makom omei, therefore it stays in its place. V'chi mashkach midi litzdarufi b'hadei mitzdarif, and if you find something to be mitzdarif to it, it's mitzdarif. In other words, Rebbe Meir holds that a miut isn't batal, because Rebbe Meir has a rule, chayshina l'miuta, that when you have a miut against a rov, even if you don't have a chazaka, we're choshish for the miut. Obviously, you go with the rov, but we also have to be choshish for the miut according to Rebbe Meir. So since the miut isn't batal, when something is mitzarif with the miut, is mitzarif, so you mitzarif the chazaka together with the miut, and then that is going to override the rov. And the rabbis hold, says Rashi, that the miut doesn't exist, because the batel legabei ruba, the miut is completely erased by the rov. And Rabbanan letamai, Rashi says, Rabbanan follow their shita that lo chashina lemiuta, we're not choshish for the miut. Atkan Rashi, so that's the machlokas. The machlokas is that according to Rabbi Meir, he's l'shitaso that he's choshish for the miut, and therefore if the miut comes together with the chazak, it's going to beat the rov. And the Rabbanan is l'shitasim that they're not choshish for a miut, and memela for miut is against the rov. There's no miut, so you just have the chazaka against the rov, and the rov beats the chazaka. Rabbi Meir says, no, the miut still exists, and therefore you can be mitzarif to the chazaka, and that overrides the rov. Atkan divrei Rashi. What's the shverkait in Rashi? Shverkait is that the whole din of choshish in l'miuta is a chumah d'Rabbanan. It's not a din d'oraisa. And this din of chazaka being better than a rov is a din d'oraisa. So how does one have to do with the other? Since Rabbi Meir holds choshim l'miyuta, he must hold that chazaka is better than rov. Yeah, but choshim l'miyuta is only a din d'rabbanan, and chazaka beating a rov is a din d'oraisa. Two different categories, two different madrigas. Where do we know that from? Tosfos in Chulin Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis Dibur Maschil Samach, number of places that this whole din is only it's a din d'rabbanan, and that we say that smoch miuta l'chazaka is a din d'oraisa. So how is Rashi told the one to the other? So Agoyin Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zecher Tzadik Livracha Shmuel Zichro Tavis Kol Nefesh. So in his Shari Chaim Sefer, it's Zis is safer, Zagishmak is safer. There's no words. So he says that he's going to explain Pshat in Rashi and in the Machlokas Tim Reb Meir and the Chachamim based on a diuk in the Gemara, diuk nifla me'od. It says in the Gemara in Nida that the reason the rabbis hold that Rov beats a Chazaka is because the mi'uta command the leisei dami v'ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. The mi'ut is like it doesn't exist, and a rov and a chazak, a rov is adif. Wait a second. What are Chachamim trying to say? Chachamim are trying to say that rov beats a chazak. So I have a better idea. We'll say it like this. Ruba v'chazak, a ruba adif. It's genug. It's enough. What do you have to say? Mi'uta kamanda lesei dami. Just say, rov is better than the chazak. Of course the rov beats the mi'ut. Why do you say, mi'uta kamanda lesei dami? What's this hakdama? So the answer is that the Gemara, the Rabbanon, are telling us why Ruba is better than Chazaka. Do you know why Rov beats a Chazaka? Because Mi'uta demand Kalese Dami. Because the Mi'ut is completely wiped out. If you have a Rov and a Mi'ut, goodbye Mi'ut. The Mi'ut is out. So it's not pshat that the Rov beats the Mi'ut because it's a psak that we follow the rov. No, no. The pshat is that there's no suffix anymore. When you have a rov against a miut, the suffix was mistalik. Goodbye suffix. And therefore, Rashi, the Gemara says, de miute, kamad alesei dami. There's no more miut. A rov is mistalik the suffix. There's no more suffix anymore. Now let me ask you a question, sweet friends. When do we follow a chazaka? When do we have to come on to a chazaka? When we have a suffix. When we have a suffix, we have to come on to chazaka. But let's say you don't have a suffix. Do you have to revert to a chazaka? Why? You don't have a suffix? Chazakas are there to help us when we're in a case of suffix. But if there's no suffix, you don't need to come onto a chazaka. So if you have a rov and a miut, and we say, as the Gemara says, according to Chachamim, that the miut is kamanda lesei dami, that means there's no more suffix. And if there's no more suffix, then you don't have to come onto a chazaka. And if you don't come onto the chazaka, memela, ruva v'chazaka, ruva adif. Yeah, there's a chazaka. But you can't get to the chazaka. Because the moment you say rov against miut, you're saying no suffix. And if you're saying no suffix, the chazaka is completely useless. Chazakas are only useful in a matzav of suffix. But if you have a rov against the miut, that's not a matzav of suffix. The miuta kiman de leise dami. Nishkin miut. Nishkin miut. Nishkin suffix. Nishkin suffix. Nishkin chazaka. And what are you left with? You're left with the rov being better than the chazaka. And that's goof of the machlokas between Chachamim, Rabban, and Rebbe Meir. Because the Rabbanan hold, not because the Rabbanan hold, but we're not so makbid on our grammar and our syntax when we give these shiurim. I try when I write to be a little bit more makbid. I'm not perfect. My English teacher was a great lady, and now she's in the Olam Shekulo Tov, probably sitting with Milton, with Shakespeare, with all the great writers, just arguing, having a whole shaklavatari about what's correct grammar, what's incorrect, what's the etymology, what's not. Anyway, she's not around anymore, so no more red marks on my paper. Back here, folks. So what's the machlokas between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim? Chachamim hold that the miut is like it doesn't exist. And memela, ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Now, what about a case where there's no chazaka? It's just a rov and a miut. The chum hold miut, it doesn't exist. So, that's only a din de rabbanan, that you're not choshish for the miut. But it's the same yisod as the din d'oraisa. Is the rov misal like the suffix? The answer is yes. Yes, this is no miut. You're not choshish for the miut. And what does Rabbi Meir hold? Rabbi Meir holds that if you have a chazaka together with a miut, the miut's mitzarif to the chazaka. Why? because the rov doesn't misalik the miut. The miut's still there. Just the rov would normally beat it. Choshish for the miut, but the rov is stronger. Mikra adin, the rov is stronger than the miut. But it doesn't mean that there's no miut at all. And then if you're mitzari for chazaka, then that goes ahead and beats the rov. Now what about if there's no chazaka? Same yisod. There's still a miut. Rov against a miut. So there's still a miut. So you're right, it's only a din derabban and chashin on the miuta. That in numerous places in Shas, Rabbi Meir says you have to be extra special, careful, and even be choshish for the miut. You're right, that's a din derabban. But it's the same yisod as the din d'oraisa. Because the yisod is that in the din d'oraisa, the miut is mitzarif to the chazaka. Why? Because the miut still exists, even though there's a rov. So now the rabbis also applied that and said, oh, the miut even exists, even though there's a rov, so let's be choshish for the miut. So they are interconnected. You're right, one is d'oraisa and one is d'rabbanan. But it's really the same yisod. The yisod is, rov is not misalik a suffix. According to the chamim, rov is misalik the suffix. Memele mid'rabbanan, lo chashin l'miuta. According to Rabbi Meir, rov is not misalik the suffix. And memele mid'rabbanan chashin l'miuta. And mid'oraisa, if you have a chazaka together with the miut, it overcomes the rov, beats the rov. Meiridik, that's pshat and machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and that's pshat and Rashi. Now we understand Rashi, how Rashi's totally one and the other, even though one's Dorabon and one's Doraisa, because it's the same Yisod. Yisod is a mute erased by a rov. Rabbi Meir holds no, Rabbanan holds yes, and that explains why the Rabbanim were choshish, Rabbi Meir's choshish lemiut and chacham or not, and why midoraisa is the rov is the miut mitzdarif to the chazaka. Chachamim Rabbanim hold no, because there is no miut. Memela ruva chazaka ruva adif, because you don't come on to a chazaka. There's no doubt at all. There's no suffik. There's no miut. Hashem came according to Rabbi Meir. Ruva chazaka. You take the chazaka, you put it together with the miut that hasn't been erased, and then it overcomes the rov. That is Chorib Shat Rashi. And that brings us now to explain this yisod, how it fits in beautifully with the Pnei Yoshua. So Pnei Yoshua the Giyusa. Let's see. Yaduam Forsen. Gemara says that if a person says he doesn't find besulin for his wife, she's aser. Shavin av shechaticha disura. And the Gemara says, why is she aser? Even though he didn't find besulin, is this fake sveika laheter? What's the sveik sveika laheter? The sveik sveika is, maybe it was before erusin. Tachtav eino tachtav. And even if you say that it was tachtav, if it was eino tachtav, then their mutter, she's not asur. It's eino tachtav. But even on the tzad that it was tachtav, maybe suffik onus, suffik ratzen. Maybe it was bonus. And if she's raped, then she's also not asur to him. So we have a sveik sveik lekula. And for the Gemara, no. Someone was only one suffik. It's kachay adivia before she was 3 years old, and now she's a gedola because there's only one suffik. The suffik is maybe onus, maybe ratzon, but kodem erusin it couldn't have been, because if it was kodem erusin, then she would, her besulin would have come back. So, because she was less than three, besulin chozer. Achopanim is only one suffik. What's the suffik? Ratzon or onus? Frektisis, even if you say that he was makadisher, less than 3 years old, and there's only one suffik, we should be matir mitam chazaka, because she was becheskes heter etzel baila before the latest of suffik nukma becheskes heter v'neim abonis. So why don't we say that she's a cheskes heter, and because she is a cheskes heter, let's say that she was raped, and that keeps her cheskes heter and she's not also to her husband. So even though there's one suffik, let's be matir her based on her cheskes heter. And for Tosfos, no. There's a rov here against the chazaka. What's the rov? Chances are it was ratzon. Da'ines kol yisle, veruba beratzon. If it was on us, we would know about it. And therefore the Rov, if we don't know about it, chances are that it was Beratzen. And therefore, there's Rubili Surah against the Cheskes Heter. So you see that this Rov asers her. So it's not a sfeik, it was definitely Tachtav, and it was most likely Ratzen. For Ktoisvis, if that's the case, then even if it's a sfeik sfeika, she should be aser. Even if it's a sfeik sfeika. Even if she got married after 3 years old, and therefore there's a suffik tachtav, suffik eno tachtav. Maybe it was, you know, she lost her besulin after 3, and then they got married sometime later. But the homaisa happened after 3 and before they were married. So there's a suffik. Maybe it was tachtav, maybe it was eno tachtav, and maybe it was onus, maybe it was ratzon. She should still be aser. Why should she still be aser? Because the second suffik of onus and ratzon is not a suffik ashakul. Why is it not a suffik ashakul? Because rov cases it was ratzon, and therefore it's not a suffik ashakul. And there's only one suffik laheter, eino tachtav, that it wasn't when she was with him. So since there's only one suffik, which be machmer like every sveika daraisa and aser. So why do you say if it's a sveik sveika she's muteris? Even a sveik sveika should be asura, because one suffik is there's a rov against it, and the other suffik is just one suffik, but there's a rov that it's ratzen and not onus. And for Tosfos, that this ruba de ratzen is not a rov gomer. This ruba de ratzen is not a rov gomer. It's only a rov midrabanan. So therefore, you have to be choshish for this. You have to be choshish even for. You have to be choshish even for onus, because ratzen isn't a rov gomer. So the Pnei Yoshua and the Kuntres Acharon of Tesamet Aleph writes on Tosfos. What is Tosfos assuming? Tosfos is assuming that if he answers that it ends up being a Safek HaShakol, but if one of the Sfekas is not a Safek HaShakol, then because you have a rove against the Miut, then it's not a Sfek Sfeka. That's not considered as a Safek. If it's not a Safek HaShakol, if it's rove Ratzon, if that would be Doraisa, then it would no longer be a Sfek Sfeka. It would only be one suffix. The other suffix, but it's not a suffix, but if it's a rov against a miut, if it's not a suffix a shakul, if it's not a 50-50, it's not considered a suffix. And therefore you couldn't say sveik sveika, the second suffix not a suffix. Veronis and Ratzin. Says the Pnei Yehoshua that this is talui in the machlokas between Rabban and Rebbe Meir. Do we say smoch miut ala chazak or not? That dafka, according to the Rabbanan, that they hold that the miut is the makamad alesei dami, that the chachamim hold that the miut is if it doesn't exist. Since the miut is as if it doesn't exist, if you have a suffix she'eino shakul, meaning you have a suffix that rov is one way and a miut is the other way, then according to chachamim, the miut is as if it doesn't exist, and therefore that's not a suffix. So you couldn't say sveik sveika, because that suffik wouldn't be a suffik. That's according to the Rabbanan. But zok the Pnei Yehoshua, according to Rabbi Meir, that we do say smoch miut lechazaka, even if you have a suffik, she'eino shakul, even if it's rov against the miut, it's still considered a suffik, because Rabbi Meir says the suffik is still a suffik, the miut is still there, and therefore you're mitzarif this miut, so the miut can join together with the chazaka. Now, if that's the case, that the miut still exists, now you have ruba laheter. Now you have ruba laheter. For example, in our case, if it's suffik tachtav, suffik eno tachtav, so now it's 50-50. You already have 50% chance that she's muteris, because it's eno tachtav. And now on top of that, you have an additional suffik. What's the additional suffik? Maybe it was Ones. I said, you're going to say Ones isn't Mamish 50-50 with Ratzon B'Seder. But it still could have been Ones. So you have 50% that it was Eino Tachtav. There's already 50% chance that she's Mutaris. And now there's a few more percentages, whatever percentage it is, but there's a few more percent that she is Mutaris. Because it was Ones. You're right, in most cases it's Ratzon, but it's still a Suffolk. So now you could take those few percentage points of the fact that maybe it was Ones, and now, odds are, she's Mutaris. So it is a Sveika. That's what the Pnei Yehoshua says, that according to Rabbi Meir, you take the Miut, your Mitzarif it together with the first Suffolk, and now you have a Rubel HaTeira. You have the first Suffolk is 50-50, and now you have a Rubel HaTeira with the second Suffolk. Because you're right, seven Suffolk is not a Suffolk HaShakol, but we're trying to be Matir this woman, right? So you can Matir her. You have a 50-50 in the first spot, first Suffolk, Tachtav Eino Tachtav, and now Ones. You're right, let's say there's a 10% chance she was Nanas Pseir. 10% chance. So then there's a 60% chance that she's Muteris. Gevaldik. So that's what the Pnei Yehoshua says. Comes the Shmaitza, Perak Aleph, Shmaitza Yudches. And he says, what does one have to do with the other? The reason that the Chachamim hold Frek the Shmaitza on the Pnei Yehoshua, the reason the Chachamim hold that we don't say Smoch, we don't put the Rov, we don't put the Chazaka together with the Miut, is because Ruba Adif, in other words, even though the Miut is Misayel LaChazaka, but still you go with the Rov, Ruba Adif. But Lekabe Sveik Sveika, since one Sufek is Shakul, why should you not go to the next Suffolk and then use the mute of the other Suffolk and then you have a Rov? How can you say, says the Shmaitza to the Pnei Yehoshua, how can you say that according to the Chachamim you can't be Mitzaref a Suffolk She'eno Shakol to a Sveik Sveika? Why not? The rabbis hold you're not holding of Smoch Miuta L'Chazaka because the Rov beats it. Seder. The Rov is stronger. The Rov overrides it. There's a Miut plus a Chazaka. But the Rov is stronger than the Miut plus the Chazaka. That's over there. But in our case, you have one Suffolk, and then you have a Miut of another Suffolk. Now you have a Rov. What's the problem? What does one have to do with the other? Rov beats Miut plus Chazaka, says the Shmaitza. Correct. But why does that preclude the fact that if you have a suffix she'eno shakul, you cannot be mitzarif that to a sveik sveika? The suffix that's eno shakul adds a few percentage points to heter, in our case, and she should be muteris. What does that have to do with the chachamim holding that rov beats chazak and miut? Here there's no rov to beat chazak and miut. Here you just have one suffix, it's 50-50, and then you have another suffix, which is less likely that she was Nenesis, but you don't need it to be just as likely. You just need there to be more of a chance that she's Muteris than Asura. And there's Taka more of a chance that she's Muteris than Asura, because already 50% chance that she's Muteris because maybe she was Eino Tachtav, and then now you add on to that that she was Nenesis. You're right, not so likely because people would know about it, but still there could be. So therefore it's more likely, statistically speaking, it's more likely that she's Muteris. What does that have to do with the Chachamim saying that Ruva Chazaka Ruba Adif? As I frek the Shmaitza. But Litvareinu, we understand beautifully what the Pnei Yehoshua meant. Pnei Yehoshua is learning like we're learning. That according to the Chachamim, when you have a Miut, the Miut doesn't exist anymore. Rov against the Miut, Rov erases the Miut. And that's why the Chachamim hold that you don't say Smoch. You don't put the Miut together with the Chazaka because there is no Miut. Because once there's a Rov, the Rov erases the Miut. And the Miut can't come onto the Chazaka. If the Rov erases the Miut, what does that say about a Suffolk Sheino Shakol? It's not a Suffolk. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, in Achinami, if it's a Suffolk Sheino Shakol, then you can't say it's a Sveik Sveik. And what about there's a chance, if it's 50-50 and then there's a chance with the second suffix, even though it's less, it's onus, lesser percentage? No, but it's a miut, because most cases are ratzon or rov. If it was onus, we'd know about it. And that rov effectively erases the miut. The rov erases the miut. No stakes, feka. The suffix not even a suffix. Mashen kein. According to Reb Meir, Meir holds smoch miut lechazaka. Why? Because even though there's a rov, the miut still exists. Meir you can be mitzarif to the chazaka, and that's going to be the rov. And therefore, he also is choshish lemiut. Even if it's just a rov against the rov miut, he's choshish lemiut also because he holds that a rov doesn't completely erase the miut. Now, it emerges then that according to Chachamim, who hold lo chashin el miyuta, that's because miyuta commanded le seidami and the rov completely erases it. But let's say you would have a hechitimsi that the rov doesn't have the koch to be mevatel the miyut. It's only b'taris psak, it's only b'taris anag v'safik. So they would be mode that you'd be choshish le miyuta. They only say you're not choshish le miyuta when the rov is a very strong rov, it's mevatel the safik. It's mevatel the miyut. But maybe there are instances where it won't be. If you can find a weaker rov that it's not mevatel completely, so then you would say chashin el miyuta derabbanan. So I'm hoping HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach and the simcha and the money that we can keep living, and then we can explain that as well in Mirtz Hashem in a future shir. And in the meantime, we're going to bless everybody. We should be zoicha lilmodu lelamed lishmor v'lasus ulekayim es kol divrei salmu taras v'yahava. And remember that soif dover hakol nishma v'selokim yura v'etz mitzvos of shmor ki zeh kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.